Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Church New Year. That's right, today begins this new year for us as Christians, and Advent, a season devoted to holiness, a season devoted to repentance and preparation. You already know what I'm going to say about how quickly our world has gone toward Christmas, and in fact, it goes toward Christmas in its own confused way. It does not celebrate the Christmas that is the true Christmas. It does not celebrate the birth of the King of Kings. Rather, it celebrates its commercialism, its man in a red suit, and all the things that go with it. But in the church, and we had Christmas first because it's ours, because we are the bride of the one who was born to die for us. In the church, we are preparing. And not really just preparing to celebrate his birth all over again, but rather we are preparing because, as St. Paul wrote to the Romans, "Do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Now we are closer to the time that Jesus Christ will return. How are we preparing for that reality? Jesus is the King of Kings. He is seated upon his throne in his glory and in his majesty. That should dictate the way we rule our lives, because he is to be the one that rules them. There are three kingdoms of our Lord. There is the kingdom first of his power. The kingdom of power is shown throughout the entirety of the universe. You can see how omnipotent he really is in the fact that he hung the stars in their places, that he hung the planets and put all of these things in motion. You can see his majesty when you look at the mountains that the fallen science now pretends were created only out of ice blocks rather than by God Almighty. You can see his power in the fact that each and every one of us is made up by all of these tiny atoms knit together in a woman's womb in a way that should seem impossible to us. But by his majesty, by his power, it is a reality. We see his kingdom of grace, a kingdom in which we are living right here and right now. We are living under that grace as we gather as the bride of Christ to hear of our Lord's grace, to hear that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died to take away our sins, to hear that out of his grace, he rose again to save us from sin, death, and the devil, and to hear once again of his grace as he worked the Holy Spirit in our hearts to believe. This is his kingdom of grace, and we pray that his kingdom of grace be extended, that others may be drawn into this kingdom of grace, that others may hear of the mighty deeds that our Lord has done for all. We pray, thy kingdom come. We pray that this kingdom of grace be extended, but we also pray that the kingdom of glory would come. This is the King as he will descend out of the clouds. And this really is what Advent is about. It's that preparation for the time that the King comes back. How do we prepare for that time? We take a look once again at our epistle lesson. Now is the time to be awake, awake out of sleep, much like we heard last week. The five wise virgins who took enough oil to keep their lamps burning, who received the gifts of the word and sacraments often so that their lamps would not run out. Now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. And maybe some of us can feel that. Maybe some of us can tell that we are much closer to the time when Jesus Christ will return. We can look around us and see the wars and the rumors of wars. We see the earthquakes and the tremblings. But are we prepared? Are we actually ready for it? Perhaps our Lord is delayed, the bridegroom is delayed, because we're not ready for it. But we pray his kingdom would come. So how does that work? The night is far spent, St. Paul writes. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. We are to be equipped in the armor that is given to us by that grace. The helmet, the breastplate, the sword that is the Spirit, the shield, all of these things are yours, won for you by Jesus Christ. All a part of the cloak of your baptismal grace, which he poured over you. Every single morning, put on that armor. When you pray, thy kingdom come, mean it. As a Christian, we are looking forward to our King's coming. He is a king in full majesty, in full glory. For the Christian, when the king comes, we will look upon him and rejoice, but many will be in fear and trembling because they rejected that king. And on that day, they will see the king that they rejected in his full glory, in his full majesty. But by then, it'll be too late to lay down the palm branches. It'll be too late to sing out, Hosanna, save us now. We are to encourage that kingdom of grace to be extended so that when the kingdom of glory does come, that we will find more with their cloaks laying down before him. More crying out for his salvation. More of that. Put on the whole armor, the armor of light, the armor that does not diminish that light that is Jesus Christ, but rather shines brightly in that light, that others may see him. How does the Christian prepare for the kingdom of glory to come? Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. That is, the Christian lives awkwardly to the world because we live different than the world. We do not get drunk as those who do not know Jesus. We are not lewd or quarrelsome in the lusts of our flesh. Rather, we submit our flesh to Jesus, the one who has won salvation for us. We submit our flesh and our soul, our entire being, to Jesus. We do that by doing exactly what you do this week and most weeks. You come and you worship the King. This is the closest to that foretaste that we will have of eternal glory. This church is a place that is filled with the Word of God. This church is a place that is filled with the saints who have gone before us, with the angels and the archangels, just as we sing before we commune. We sing that this is a reality even when we can't quite see it, because this is the closest to heaven that we can possibly get. This is where Jesus has promised to be with you here and now as we await his kingdom of glory. You should feel that in your very souls when you gather here. Yes, you come with a contrite heart, but you lay that at the foot of the cross. You lay your sins down. Yes, we fail him through the week, but yet we lay those sins down and hear of his forgiveness, won by his death and his resurrection. And so the Christian lives different than the world. Even in failures, our Lord has never failed us. Even in our temptations, the one who was tempted in every way, just as you are, was without sin. Follow the King. It might seem strange to us, but by this point, hopefully we're mostly ready for Palm Sunday on the first Sunday in Advent. But it might at first seem strange that that is our gospel lesson. And if you haven't been here for many years in a row, you might have forgotten that that is the gospel lesson for the first Sunday in Advent. But in the relationship to the King coming, it makes absolutely and perfect sense. Our King came already in his flesh. The King, that is the Son of the King, laid down his crown for a time, laid aside his throne for a time, and in humility lived life for us. Give consideration to that King of infinite majesty and glory and power, having to spend 9 months in the womb of a woman, having to spend months upon months upon his own mother in order to be fed and live, had to spend time learning the very faith that he had set in motion as the Word from his mother and his guardian, Saint Joseph. He had to learn all of these things, and he did it for sinners like you and me. That is a reason to have joy. That is a reason to come before him and prepare for his second coming. Because in his first coming, he came lowly and riding on a donkey. But in his second coming, the heavens will split open. The full regalia, the trumpets will sound. We will see Christ our King descending to judge the living and the dead. We sing out those words Sunday after Sunday. We sing out those words, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Sweet hosannas that once sounded on the lips of children, we still hear on the lips of children this very day. What a joy that is. That should be enough to move our hearts to beat toward Jesus, to follow him, to pick up our own crosses, no matter how weird we feel in the world, and follow Jesus. Now is the time. Now is the time to put on the full armor of God. Now is the time to prepare for the King's second coming. Now is the time, because now our salvation is closer than when we first believed. So consider that last verse of our epistle lesson. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. I know that the flesh wages war on us. I know that it makes it difficult day to day to do the will of the Father. But you are not alone in waging that war. All of you have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. All of you have received that free gift that was sent to you when the water was poured over you with the Word. When you receive that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, the washing of rebirth and renewal, you have received all the things that are necessary to make this journey in life. You have received the Bible, which you are to read every single day. You are to hear his word and be drawn to this place, drawn to the place where he continues to feed and nourish us in his sacrament, where our Lord gives us his very body and blood to feed and nourish us, to give us the forgiveness of sins, and to strengthen our faith so that we can survive in this world. You are not alone in this war, in this battle. You have a King who has conquered it all for you. And so, no matter how bad, how wicked and evil the world gets, in this kingdom will pass away. I hope that you have hope in Jesus Christ, the King who is reigning, the King who will come in glory, because I have the end for you. We win. We win because our King has won the victory for us. Follow your King into the battles of this world, and follow your King into this kingdom of glory that awaits. The church sings. Glory to the Father, sing. Glory to the Son, our King. Glory to the Spirit be, now and through eternity. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.